of Dal we're holding. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, so again. The Mishnah says, the Medvam Amur, when were these things said? It says, going back to the first Perek, about the kinim that was mixed together. The Medvam Bekoyim Nimlach, only Bekoyim what asked the question, Bekoyim Nimlach. However, Bekoyim Shem and Nimlach, Kern does not ask any questions. Then the Lach is like this, let's say, Achaz Azul, Yachaz Azul. You have these two ladies, Rochel and Leah. Rochel has one pair, and Leah has one pair. We have Stein Lazu, Stein Lazu. Each one has two pairs. We have Sholos Lazu, Sholos Lazu. Now, also, Kudu Lamala, the Kohen didn't ask any question. And he put all 12 birds Lamala, all 12 on top of the Chutas Ikra. So, Nechze Kosher, half of them is Kosher, because half of them are oilers. Or Nechze Posel, half of them are Posel, the ones that were supposed to be Chatois, they are Posel. What's going to be Kudu Lamala? Let's say he put all of them, all 12 birds on the bottom part. So again, Nechze Kosher, Nechze Posel. Half are supposed to be chatoi, is those are kosher, and half are supposed to be posel, though half are supposed to be oilers are posel. What's going to be the chetz in the mal of chetz in the matter? He put half the birds on top and half the birds on the bottom. So now, has shalomalo mach the kosher, mach the posel. Is he put six birds on top? So out of those six on top, half of them are kosher. Means three of them are kosher or less. Who mach the posel, the other three are posel, you have to be afraid. Maybe they were chatois. The Yeshalamata, the birds that they have to put, the six that put on the bottom, most of the same thing. The Mechza Kosher or Mechza Possum. Half of them are kosher, half of them are possum. Because you have to be afraid of these gazolis that he made on top from the kingdom, they're all from one Isha. And all the gazolis that he put on the bottom were also from one Isha. And therefore, only three is kosher, three and three. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. That's what's going to be now, Achas Lezu Ushtayim Lezu. Let's say Rochel had one kan, and Leah had two kanim. Achas Lezu Ushtayim Lezu. Or else Pesholosh Lezu. Another Isha had three kanim. And then the Yes Lezu, a fourth Isha had four kanim. A ten. Or else May Lezu, and the fifth one had 100. So now, and all these birds got mixed up together. And the rule kan stumas, each one of them were mechayim brought a kan stam, means each one of them was yeledes, and each one brought a kan stam means one's supposed to be an oil, one's supposed to be a chatis. And they didn't set aside which one for which, and now all these birds got mixed up together. So again, our Mishnah is not talking about lechatchila, what you should do. That was in the first parak. Here the Mishnah is saying that if the kohen did it, what's the locha? So it's like this, let's say osan kudu lamala. That's said the Kohen did not ask any questions, and he put all the birds, he made all of them like an oiler, all of them, he made the mitzvah hadam, lamal on top part of the chutas ikra. Slacher is poshid, mechza kosher, mechza posel. No matter how many birds there are, half of them are kosher. Because in every kan, one is an oiler. So half of these birds are supposed to be oilers, therefore half of them is kosher. And the other half is posel. And all these noshim were not yotze the chatois, we'll have to bring another, each one of them will have to bring another chatis. What's going to be Kudu Lamata? The Kohen brought all these birds, and the 100 of them, he brought all of them Lamata. So Lach was again, Mechza Kosher, for them are Kosher, because half of these birds are Chatois, so the ones that are supposed to be a Chatois is Kosher. But a Mechza Posel, half of them is Posel, because the ones that are supposed to be a Leila were brought on the bottom, so those half are Posel. What's going to be if the Kohen did Chetzi Lamala and Chetzi Lamata? He brought half of these birds on top, and half of the birds he brought Lamata. Halacha here is Hamaruba Kosher. We go after the lady that has the most amount of kinim. Let's say in this first case there are the five ladies, the one that had 100, she had the most. So if so, we go din of her. So if the Kohen made Chatzi Lamala v'Chatzi Lamata, we say that 50 of them is kosher. She is kosher, Reuben Kosher. Means she had 100 birds, so she's supposed to have 50 Lamala and 50 Lamata. He said, that's how many is kosher. We go back to Hakanim, and therefore what was done Lamala, 50 of them is kosher, and what was done Lamata, 50 of them is kosher. Even though Lamaisa, there were more than just 100 birds here, but that's Locha, you go boss some Meruba, because you can't go wrong. Because she, for sure, she has 100 birds, so her 100 birds, for sure, like, you're allowed to have 50 Lamala and 50 Lamata. They're all Kanstumas. The only problem, maybe some birds got mixed up from other ones. Therefore, they cancel out. And I call upon him Ruba, the larger amount, that's kosher. The Mishnah says, Zaklal, this is the general rule over here. That Komokum Shata Yochol Echalik. As Hakimim, many times you could divide up these kingdom, these birds. Fula Yiyo Mishal Isha Achas. And it won't be considered like from one Isha. Sen Bein Milmala Bein Milmata Mechza Kosher or Mechza Pasol. That's in the first case. We have two and two, one and one. So we have an equal amount. Then we always say half is kosher and half is pasul. But like the Seifah, but komokam sheinat to yochel lechalak es hakinim. But where you can't divide up equally, because it wasn't one and one, but it was one and two and three and five and 100. Then achiyu mishal isha achas, as many as the isha one has, that's how many is kosher. Bein mamala bein mamata is hamruva kosher. Even though you put on top and put on bottom, then we go after the isha hamruva. That the one that had the most amount of birds, we say from her birds, half that's lamala is, the ones that lamala is kosher, and the ones lamata is kosher. And we just said if she has 100, then her 150 of them is kosher lamala, and 50 of them is kosher lamata. Even though together you had 120 birds, but the other 20 birds, since it comes from the other noshim, we're afraid it got mixed up and was put on top for chatois, was put on bottom was oilless. Therefore it's only kosher of 50, like the shear of the isha that has the meruba. Now Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be chatis lezu v'yod lezu? Means they got mixed up. One isha had a chatis, and one isha had an oilet. It was mefureshes. It was separated first, and now these two got mixed up v'yod lezu. So the locker is like this. Also kum lamala. So we had the first perk. We had that lechil, the mitzvah is tam yamusu. You're not supposed to bring either one of them. Because since you do not know which one is the other, which one is the chattis, you can't bring one on top, one on bottom. So lechil, if we would ask, we would tell them, just let them die. But now this paragraph is telling them that he didn't ask any questions and he just brought them. So let's say, also kudu lamali brought both of these birds on top. So then mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Like the one that was an oila, you yotza that. Just the other one that's a chattis, she not yotza. So the isha that has her oila, she was yotza chayv. What's going to be kulon lamata? He brought both birds, the kohen brought both birds lamata. So the same thing, mechza kosher. The one bird that was the chattis, that one is kosher. But a mechza posel, the bird that was an oila, that's posel. What's going to be the kohen brought chetzin lamata, chetzin lamata? He had one on top, one on bottom. So in shteim tzulas, then you're not yotza either one of them. Because we have to be afraid, maybe he brought the oila lamata, and he brought the chattis lamala, so both of them are psula. Shani yom, because I have a right to be choshet to say, chattis kreib lamala, since you don't know which one was which, and you brought one on top and one on bottom, maybe the one on top was the chattis and his psula. The oila lamata, and the one that was only brought lamata, they'll be posel. So therefore, in this case, we do one on top, one on bottom, both of them are posel. Now, Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be chattis v'oila, Ustuma umufreshes, yeah, the chattis is doing, I mean, there are two noshimir, Rochel and Leia. Rochel had one chattis, a vade chattis, v'ilu lezu. And the other one, Leia, she also had one oila. So Rochel has a chattis and Leia has an oila. And now, ustuma umufreshes, means they have another two pairs of birds, v'yoyla, they have shteyim, can't stuma become freshes. That shakona, this they bought b'shutfis. So we're talking about now the Maisa, that cases, let's say Rochel was chayiv to bring a chattis and also a kan and a kan chayva. So she was mechuyiv to bring that two chattis and an oila. Then Leih was the same thing. Leih was mechuyiv to bring one oila and a kan stuma. So the kids are between both of them, they have to bring six birds, and they bought them all b'shutfis. They bought six birds b'shutfis. And they didn't say clearly what's what. So that's the Mitzvah. Said that one has to have a chattis, one has to have an oila, and then ustuma mufreshes. And also it was a kan stuma and a kan mufreshes. Means so out of those next two pairs that they bought, one they bought stam, and one they bought mufreshes. They explained clearly that one is the chattis and one is the oila. And now they all got mixed up. So all six birds got mixed up here. So luck was like this. Also, kulu lamalaf the kain brought all of them lamalom mechsa kasha mechsa posel. Because out of those six birds, three of them are supposed to be oilos. So therefore, half is kasha and mechsa posel, half is posel. Because he brought all of them lamalo and the chatois that brought lamala posel. What if the kain brought kulu lamata? He brought all six birds lamata on the bottom part of the chutasikra, the bottom part of the mizbeach. Then the lachru is, again, mechsa kosher, mechsa posom. Half of them is the chatois, the three chatois that you're supposed to be brought, those are kosher. But the oilus, those are posom. What's going to be if the kain brought chetzion lamalo, the chetzion lamata? He brought half of them, three above and three on the bottom. So then ain kosher el estuma. Then the only one that's kosher is just the one pair that they bought the Torah stuma, that they weren't the forest yet, which one it is. And therefore, with the one they put on top, that becomes an oilo, and the one that was put on bottom, that becomes a chatis. So mela, only that was yotza. Vim is chalekas peneim. How did they work out the shutfis? They have to divide up the shutfis between both of them. They divide up the shutfis between them. Now, one second. The question is, but how do we know which one is the stuma? Like, how do you know to say the stuma yotza? Maybe the birds that were bought from the kan stuma were both put on top. So how do you know to say for sure yotza one oilo and one chatis? Now, some of us should learn, we're talking about our mission. I think Rashi learned, we're talking about our mission here, that each kan by itself was separate. They didn't get mixed up. We just forgot which din each kan was. But each kan, each pair was still separate. They didn't get mixed up. So therefore, from each pair, if he brings one on top and one on bottom, so for sure yiyotza the kan stuma. Like the middle pair, which was bought stam, so that has a right, whichever one the kohen brings on top becomes the oilo, and whichever one he brings on the bottom becomes the chatis. So that kan stuma, that the Mishnah says, that's kosher. But if the all six would have been mixed up together, and we don't know which one's the stuma, which one's the mufreshes, then it wouldn't help. Because you have to be afraid, maybe you brought both stumois lamala. So you'd only be yotza the oila. And the other way, you have to be afraid, maybe both stumois would put lamata. And then you'd only be yotza the chatas. So that the Mishnah says, for sure you yotza one chatas and one oila, means that all three pairs like are separate. Just you forgot which one was which. But the three pairs, each two, were separate. Therefore, in Manashach, the one that's a stuma, you bring one on top and one on bottom, you yotza. That one you yotza with at least. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah, hey, what's going to be chatis shenisarvo b'choivo? Let's say kina choivo, stumais. That means a chatis shenisarvo b'choivo. You had a bird that was set aside to be a oilas a chatis, and it got mixed up, b'choivo, got mixed up with stam, a kan stuma. A pair of birds that were bought stam. So locher is, before we had in the Mishnah before, is ein kosher aluminium chatis shebechayva. All you could bring here is chatos as much as you need in the minyan shebechayva. It means in this kan stumam, only one should be brought for chatis. So if all you're allowed to do is just bring one chatis here, that's all. You can't bring any oilus, you can't bring any on top. Because putting one on top, you have to be afraid, maybe that's the chatas that fell in. But a kopov to put on the bottom, that you could do. Because the manashek, whichever bird you take, even if you take one of the birds of the stuma, you can make that into a chatas. So one chatas you're allowed to bring. That's lechatchila. Now, what's going to be choivo shnayim bechatas? Let's say you had the kine choivos, what twice as much as this chatas. Let's say you had two pairs of kan stumas, and now a bird that was a chatis flew into it, and so comes up now you have five birds here. So now what's going to be if the kohen didn't ask any questions, but he just put a lamala and a lamata? So mechsa kosher, mechsa posel. If the kohen went and put three gazoles, he put three of them on top, and he put three of them lamata. Or in the case of, let's say, you have two, there was nerds, you have double the amount of kan stumas as you have the chatis. So let's say you have two chatis, or two birds of a chatis flew in here, and you had four birds of a kan stuma. So you have six altogether. So kids of the kain, Chayva Shnai Mechatis, so Mechza Kosher, Mechza Posel. But three gazolos here are kosher, because you had the two chatois and the lachas. Shre lamata yeshtin vade shtei chatois ksheris. If you put lamata on, so for sure you had the two are chatois ksheris. So lochim achoyv ishnayim bechatis, so mechza kosher, mechza posel, means hefes kosher, hefes posel. In the case where the kohen, let's say, made three on top and three on bottom. So what happened was, for sure, on the two bottom ones is kosher. There are for sure at least two chatois here. And then what then, when you put lamalo, there's at least one oiler there. So that's called machzis kosher. Means half of these six, three of them is kosher and three of them is posel. What's going to be the opposite way? The chatis shnayim b'choiva. You have twice as much as the birds of a chatis as you had of choiva here. Case like this. The gazolos achalatza, you had four gazolos, four chatois birds flew in to one kanstuma. So in this case now, haminyin shebechoyve kosher. In the first kanstuma, how many chatois is supposed to bring from that one? So in that case, only one is kosher. Yeah, v'chein, the same thing Mishnah said, what's going to be oila? Said the opposite way. Shenesavu b'choyla, if you have a bird that's avada oila, fell into a kanstuma. So again, l'chatchila ain kosher l'minyin oilas shebechoyve. The Kohen can only bring now just one oila. One bird he brings on top, and the monashach is yotza. Because if that bird is the oila, it's good. And if it's from the kan's tumor, that's also good. What's going to be choyvo shnayim boila? The question of the minion oilas, sheba choyvo, yeah. What's going to be choyvo shnayim boila? There were two pairs of kan's tumas, and only one bird of the oila. So nechza kosher, nechza posel. Half is kosher and half is posel. The opposite way, oila shnayim b'chayva. Let's say the oila was double the amount of the chayva. Then haminin sheh b'chayva kosher. As many birds as you have b'chayva, that's how many birds are kosher. Meaning to say, two gazolas are kosher. Two birds are kosher. Kiminyan, how many gazolas you have in the chayva? Which is stay oilas. Shos avade lamala, those are kosher. But the third one, tak is posel. So maybe that one is a chatas. Now, Mishnah Vov. Ha'isha Shom, Venisha that says, Harei Yolai Kan Kishela Zohar. She's about to give birth, and she makes like a neder to say that if she gives birth to a Zohar, then she has a choyv to bring a neder on a Kan, which we know in the neder and the Dova, the Kan are two birds that both are oilless. What happened was now Yod Zohar. She gave birth to a Zohar. She gave birth to a Zohar, and let's say she was an Aniyah, she was a poor lady, so she's mechuyev to bring two birds out the Yoledis. One is an Oila, one is a Chatis, and she's also mechuyev now to bring two birds, the Teros and Neder, which are both Oilas. So she has to bring four birds now, three of them are Oilas, and one of them is a Chatis. So Lachar is Meviyah Shneikinim, Shneikinim, she has to bring these two pair of birds. Achas the Nidra, one pair is for a Nidara, Neder that she married, that's a two Oilas. V'yachas l'chayv osay, and one is for the chayv of the Yoledis here, which is one is Noila, one is the Chatis. Then what happened was in the son of Makayin, she gave all four birds to the Kayin. She brought two Kans Tumas, and she gave them out to the Kayin. V'yachayin is so tzorach l'asay sholos predis mamala. What the Kayin has to do now is put three of these birds l'mala, because there are three Oilas here. V'yachas mumaton, and one is put on the bottom, and then chatis. They said now this isha has a chiv to bring two oilos for her neder, and one oilo and one chatis for the chayv. So therefore it's three oilos and one chatis. What's going to be lo yosakein? Let's say the kohen did not do this way. Elo also shtayim lamalo shtayim lamato. The kohen by mistake put two on top and two on bottom. He thought both of them were regular kan chayvos. And v'loy nimloch, he did not ask us. He stam did it. He didn't ask what he should do. Like he didn't ask the isha, what are they being brought for? So locher is now tzricha lahavi oid predachas. She has to bring one more predah to be yotza oila, because so far she's only had two oilas, and the third one has brought lamat is possible. Therefore, she has to bring one more oila to be yotza her neder. The Yaakovena Lamala, the Kohen will bring that Lamala, Gadina Choy of an Oila. Now, Mimin Echad, the birds have to be brought always from the same min. Every kan has to be either two terim, two doves, or else two b'nai yoin, or two pigeons. So, or else mishnei minim. Or really the pshat is like the medzvim amurim, when was the locha setzah for is mimin echad. If all the four birds were the same type, either all four were turim, all four were b'nai yoin, then the yotza like this. But what's going to be though mishnei minim? Let's say she brought these two kanim from two different minim. The one kan was turim, was from doves, and the second kan she brought b'nai yoin, she brought pigeons. And the kohen now what he did was he took one tur and put lamala and one tur lamata. The same thing the b'nai yoin, the pigeons, one lamala and one lamata, like a regular kina chayva. Just the kohen did not know which kan he did first. He didn't know whether he put the kan haturim first, or they put the kan of the b'nai yoin first. He doesn't know. But usually the law is you have to bring your chayva first, and the second one is for your neder. So here, mishnei minims, locher is tovi shtayim. So locher is now tovi shtayim means to be yotza now again. The kohen now brought two lamala and two lamata. So all the chatois, she was yotza, the one chatis. The question is though, she wasn't yotza one more oilo. She has to bring one more oilo for her neder. But she doesn't know from which type should it be bring from. Should you bring her from the turim or bring her from b'nai yoin? Because she doesn't know which one was brought first. So therefore, to be yotza min hasof, she have to bring two birds now, one an oila, one both oilas, one though a tur and one a b'nai yoin, and one a shachna should be yotza her neder. What's going to be perisha nidra? Let's say she explained her nidra. B'shash, she made the neder, she said clearly which min she wants to bring it from. She wanted to bring it from turim, let's say. She said if she gives birth to a zocha, she wants to bring a neder of two turim. She explained what type of a neder she wants to bring. The locher is now tzrichel havi oid sholos predis. She'll have to bring three birds right now. She'll have to bring now three birds like this. One bird is from the last ones that she brought. That's that the last was brought were turim. So then on the tzanta say that's what her neder was. So since one was brought lamato, that's possible. So she'll have to bring one more tur, lamala, to be mashlam, her two oilers that she had to bring for neder. But she also has a suffix, maybe the neder was not from the turim, was from b'nai yoina. So she wasn't yotzer a neder at all. Therefore she has to bring another two, b'nai yoina. So Kitch will have to bring three birds now, two b'nai yoinas, and one tur, to be yotzer a neder for sure. Now, this is the halacha where the shnei kinim is mimin echad. Because when she brought her two minim now, her two kanim, were both from the same min. These two kanim she just brought, one for the chayv, one for the neder, were both, let's say, turim. So therefore the locher is now to the yotzah chayva, she has to bring again one more tur, and she has to bring two b'nai yoina. But what's going to be though, mishnei minim? Let's say if she brought now for a chayv and for a neder, two different minim. She brought one pair of turim and one pair of b'nai yoina. And now we have a suffix now, which one she made for the nether, we don't know. So such a case now, Tovi Arbo, she'll have to bring now four praedis, four oilas. She'll have to bring now one kanachas turim, and the kanachas b'nai yoina, she'll have to be one pair from b'nai yoina, and one pair from turim. Because from the praedis before that she brought the second one, the one that was brought lamat is possible. But she does not know it was from the tour from the b'nai yoina. So Mila, she has a suffix now. Maybe she made a neder from the turim, and maybe the kohen made d'achreina the b'nai yoina. So it comes out she was not yotza her neder altogether. So therefore she'll have to bring now two turim to be yotza neder. Maybe the opposite, she'll therefore have to bring now two b'nai yoina. So therefore she'll have to bring four more birds to be able to be yotza neder for sure. Now, kova nidra means that b'shash she made the neder, she said clearly, she wants to bring the neder from, let's say, turim. But kova nidra means she also said that she wants the chayva to be brought from the same min. And now what happened was, they were brought and they got mixed up, she's not sure whether she was yetz or not. So here the lock would be, tzrich l'havi yet chomish, pray that she have to bring another five birds here right now. Because really what she was supposed to do was, she was supposed to be really the chetchila, three pairs of birds. If to say like One kan should be for the chayva, whichever one she wants, and then another kan should be from the turim, because maybe the nether was from the turim, and another kan she has to be from bnei yoino, but maybe she made to make a nether from the bnei yoino. That's what we're supposed to. That's what she was supposed to do. If she didn't do it, so you have to bring now another five birds. Oid chomis praydus. This is now min echad. This is all when she brought the shtei kanim from one min echad. But what's going to be abu? Let's say mishnei minim. Let's say she brought it these two kinim from two different minim. One was a tur and one was a bnei yoina. And the kohen now the yosa kohen from each kan. One lamata and one lamala, and we don't know now which kan he did first, which kan he did first, which one he did first. So that's called the kan for chayva. So in this case now, tovi sheish, she has to bring now six prayers for an oila, two torim shnei bnei yoina for the sofik neder, and another turin bnei yoina for the sofik oila chayva, in order to mekayim a kfiyas lakriv kan that she made the nether on, the same type as the oilas chayva she brought. Now, in the Sodom, let's say she gave it over to the Kohen. Then you do a man of Sodom, she doesn't know what she gave over. So, holach HaKohen, the Kohen went to Yos and did them. And then you do a Mayos, he's also not sure how he brought them either. So, kids, in such a case, Tzricha Lehovi Oid Arba Predis, she'll have to bring another four birds, Lenidra, to be Yetzer and Eder. Philosophic, because maybe she made the nether in min echad, and she brought it from a different min. And now, so there have to be now four birds for a nether, ushtayim luchavosai, and another two birds will have to bring a tur and a bnei yoina to be yitzur chayva for the oilas chavosai, because maybe the parade, the rishayna, all of them was made lamata, and she wasn't yitzur chayv the oila. So therefore, she'll have to bring now Ushtayin Luchavosai. A tur and a bnei yoina, both oilers, we brought the mala to be yatzo chayv. Now, and v'chatis achas, and one more chatis. Whichever min she wants, she'll have to bring one chatis. Because maybe the rishonis were all made lamala. And therefore she doesn't have a chatis for chayva. Therefore she'll have to bring another chatis. So it comes out, she'll have to bring now four birds, and two Luchavosai, and one for chatis, seven birds she's going to have to bring. And this the Mishnah says, but Ben Azi says no, shtei chatois, not just on one chatois. Ben Azi says you don't have to bring two chatois. Only Bishua says, Zel Shom, this is what it was said, that kushuchai koiloi echon. When somebody's alive, you only hear like one voice. Meaning to say, when the kevis, when this animal's alive, it only makes just one voice. Kushumeis, but when the animal dies, koiloi shiva, from the animal you make seven different type of noises. Kate said, how is that? Kerlushari have seven voices. Ketzad Kerlushiva. Shtei Kanuf. From his two horns he can make Shtei Chatoitras, two trumpets. Shtei Shukov, his two legs. Shnei Chalilim can make two flutes. He can make a flute from its leg of the kevis, from the lamb. Oiroi, from its skin, Lesov, he can make a drum from its skin. Meya, from its large intestines, he can make Linavolim, he can make harps. Bnei Mayan, that's its small intestines, Lekinoris, another type of a harp. V'yesham, some say, aft samla tchelis, from its wool, it can make tchelis. The kids are like lacha mis, they have much more out of it. So they meant to ask here also, how could this be, that there's one lady, when she gave birth, all she has to do is just really bring just two birds, that's all. And when this had come out, you're telling me now she has to bring so many, seven. But when she's yoledis, really all she has to give to bring is just one kevis, Migradim for an oila, and one goes lechot for chatis. Or if she's poor, she has to bring one bird for oila, one bird for chatis. And because of all these sveikas right now, because how she made a nether, we say she's not yurts unless she brings seven kredos. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Akasha, Rabbi Kim ben Akasha says like this, that zikne yamoritz, people that are amoritz, when they get older, calls them on shemaskinu, the older they get, diet them at refus aleim, they lose their mind. That's what happens to Stam and Amoritz. Shneim the pasuk says, "Meisir soflan amonim." Like Hashem will take away the speech from the amonim. The tam zekenim ikur will take away the tam, the das, the seichel from an older person. Abuzikne Torah, but the older people that learn Torah, they're always seeking Torah all their life. Einim came, it's not that way. Elakolz man shemaskinu. The older they get, daitim as Hashem shleim, the das is miyushiv on them. you have more das like. Never the pasuk says, "Be shishim chokhma." The older you get, you'll have chokhma, and be yorach yomim tavuna. The longer you live, you'll be zaycha with a tavuna. Hadjan alecha mesechta kinim. All right, we'll stop here.